Breaking news tonight. President Trump breaking his silence about Stormy Daniels, the adult film actress he allegedly had an affair with. His new claim that he didn't know his own attorney was paying her off to keep quiet days before the election. The Surgeon General's unprecedented call to action to combat the opioid crisis, urging the public to carry the antidote to bring overdose victims back from the brink of death. The new clue found where a family's SUV plunged off a cliff. Police now say it was a crime. Tonight, the search for three children still missing. No laughing matter. The mother outraged when video of her two-year-old frightened at daycare goes viral. Late night TV turning it into a punchline.
It should be an eye-opener that this is not funny, that my child is hurt.
Tonight, she's giving us permission to show you the video, her warning to other parents. And workers run for their lives as a massive crane crashes down.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Good evening and thank you for being here. President Trump has made his first public comments about the $130,000 payment made by his lawyer to adult film actress Stormy Daniels days before the election. In a freewheeling Q&A session with reporters aboard Air Force One this afternoon, the president claimed he didn't know about the payment or where the cash came from. His denial over what Daniels says was money paid to silence her over a brief affair comes amid questions over whether the timing of that payment violated election laws. With details, here's NBC's Peter Alexander.
Tonight, President Trump breaking his silence about Stormy Daniels and the world's most talked about hush money payment.
Did you know about the $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels?
That payment less than 2 weeks before the 2016 election, made by his lawyer, Michael Cohen. So why did Cohen pay if the president's denied having an affair with a porn star? President Trump insisting he doesn't know where the money came from, but a watchdog group has filed a complaint arguing the payment amounts to an illegal campaign contribution.
This absolutely could be an illegal campaign contribution. It looks like an in-kind donation made to the Trump campaign that wasn't reported by the campaign on FEC filings.
Last month, Daniels addressed the payment on 60 Minutes.
Was it hush money to stay silent?
Yes. The story was coming out again. I was concerned for my family and their safety.
Late tonight, Daniels' lawyer responding.
If you have a party that knows nothing of an agreement, you can't have an agreement. I was not surprised about his lack of discipline because I think he's demonstrated that consistently over the last 2 years, but I'm certainly pleased by it.
We reached out to Michael Cohen tonight but did not hear back. Some legal experts say the president's comments today could end up helping Stormy Daniels' case because they say the hush money agreement required a signature from both Daniels and the president, who today confirmed he knew nothing about it. Lester?
All right. Peter Alexander, thank you. And also aboard Air Force One today, for the first time, President Trump revealed the size of the National Guard force that he wants along the Mexico border, between 2,000 and 4,000 troops, and he wants many to stay until his wall is built. The president also raised eyebrows today with new controversial remarks about immigrants. NBC's Gabe Gutierrez is on the border with the story.
The president in West Virginia today turning to the urgency of confronting illegal immigration.
And remember my opening remarks at Trump Tower when I opened.
They're bringing crime. They're rapists.
Everybody said, oh, he was so tough. And I used the word rape. And yesterday it came out where this journey coming up, women are raped at levels that nobody's ever seen before.
That journey, a reference to the so-called caravan of migrants in Mexico that the president's been warning about for days. But he offered no proof to support that rape claim. The Department of Homeland Security says there's been more than a 200% spike in illegal border crossings over the past year and a 37% jump from last month to this month.
We are at a crisis point. We'd like to stop it before the numbers get even bigger.
Pero ¿por qué lloras?
As we've seen up close for years, many of those who cross here on the Texas border are women and children fleeing violence in Central America.
¿Qué lo que tiene?
Only from the air do you really get a sense of the winding scope of the river, more than 300 miles in the Rio Grande Valley alone.
With so much ground to cover, Republican-led states Arizona, Texas, and New Mexico welcome the news. Arizona's governor tweeting, Washington has ignored this issue for too long and help is needed. But California, which has led the resistance against the president's hardline immigration policies, non-committal. Today, just blocks from the border, lifelong Texan Aaliyah Franz says her neighborhood is already safe.
The military is supposed to be sent to war zones, not down here.
Here, some are skeptical that the president's troop surge is the answer, with or without a wall.
There is still no exact timetable for when the 2,000 to 4,000 troops President Trump wants will arrive here at the border. But today the president said he plans to keep them here until a large portion of the wall is built. Lester.
All right, Gabe Gutierrez in Texas. Thank you. And with EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt under fire over ethics questions, President Trump gave Pruitt a strong new endorsement late today. It came despite growing speculation that Pruitt could be the next administration official to be out of a job. Let's get more from Chief White House Correspondent Hallie Jackson.
Tonight, nothing stopping the speculation swirling around Scott Pruitt, not even in these words from the president.
I think that Scott has done a fantastic job. I think he's a fantastic person.
President Trump adding he will take a look at the reports related to Pruitt as the EPA administrator battles back several scandals, including exploring big pay raises for top aides.
They did not get a pay raise.
They did?
No, they did not. They did not. I stopped that yesterday.
So you stopped it.
Yeah.
Are you embarrassed that
it should
you
not
run
have happened? It should not have happened.
A White House official tells NBC News Pruitt was encouraged not to do that recent round of interviews where he also defended a controversial condo rental.
There were comps done by ethics officials here.
But this memo shows that ethics official acknowledging he did not have all the factual information on hand at the time. Pruitt's already under a White House review and may end up under another by the EPA Inspector General. The EPA privately pointing to defenders like Senators Rand Paul and Ted Cruz, who argue Pruitt's being unfairly smeared by Democrats, angry he's rolling back Obama-era regulations. That's exactly why President Trump put Pruitt in the job, with questions now about how long he'll stay there. Hallie Jackson, NBC News, The White House.
For the first time in more than a decade, the Surgeon General is issuing a national advisory urging Americans to carry and learn how to use the drug naloxone, better known by the brand name Narcan. He said it may be the most important weapon in the battle against the growing number of opioid deaths in our country. NBC's Ann Thompson has more in our ongoing series, One Nation Overdosed.
Naloxone by sprayer injection is the powerful and controversial drug that pulls opioid addicts back from the brink of death. Today, the Surgeon General urging more Americans to have this drug on hand to fight the epidemic ravaging the nation's families and neighborhoods.
I hope naloxone will be in the hands of every individual who could possibly find themselves in a position to save a life.
Dr. Adams says more than half of opioid overdoses happen at home, killing someone every 12 and a half minutes. So he wants naloxone to be as common as EpiPens or defibrillators. But critics say it just revives addicts so they can use again.
The alternative is just letting someone die. I don't think it's the individual's fault. I think it's the system's fault.
In Montgomery County, Ohio, most of Sheriff Phil Plummer's officers carry naloxone.
The patient is actually blue. You hit them with a couple doses of this, they wake up like nothing happened.
But the price has skyrocketed, says Baltimore City Health Commissioner.
Generic naloxone is available by the pennies in other countries. Why can't the federal government negotiate with the manufacturers of naloxone so that we're able to get this life-saving medication at a price that we can actually afford?
Adapt, the maker of Narcan, has given away at least 40,000 doses and offers discounts. Today, the manufacturer of Evzio, an auto-injector, announced a 90% price cut for federal and state agencies to $180 a dose. Still too expensive, Wen says, for Baltimore. A drug that can save a life, but doesn't solve the problem.
This is a very important piece of the puzzle, but this is a Band-Aid.
So, Ann, when I first heard about this, my first thought, how would I know how to use it? If somebody drops in front of me, is it a seizure? Is it a heart attack? Is it an OD?
Well, Lester, here is one of the versions of naloxone. It's the nasal spray. And there are classes, there are online tutorials, there is an injector that literally talks you through the process. If you see someone who is collapsed, whose breathing is slow, or their fingernails turn blue, or their lips turn blue, all of those are signs. They need this, and they need help right away.
It's a pretty extraordinary call to action today. All right, Ann Thompson, thanks very much. Let's turn now to Facebook, where officials are trying to contain the damage from that big data breach. Today, it was the company's COO, Sheryl Sandberg, trying to explain what Facebook is doing to make sure this doesn't happen again. We get more from business correspondent Jolene Kent.
We know that we did not do a good enough job protecting people's data, and I'm really sorry for that.
Tonight, the other public face of Facebook, Sheryl Sandberg, defending the company that Mark Zuckerberg built.
We are systematically looking at all the ways Facebook data is used. We're going to find more things.
This after the company disclosed that as many as 87 million people could have been impacted by the Cambridge Analytica data breach, far more than previously reported. But Cambridge Analytica says it only accessed the data of 30 million users. Some critics not satisfied with Facebook's recent changes.
The truth of this is that we've all had our data harvested many times, and Facebook has known this all along.
As Facebook tries to reassure users about privacy concerns, CNBC reporting the company is pausing a secret hospital data collection project in which it asked several major U.S. hospitals to share patient information with the idea to match it up with user data Facebook had collected. Facebook responding to CNBC saying this work has not progressed past the planning phase and we have not received, shared, or analyzed anyone's data. In her comments today, Sandberg echoed Zuckerberg, who said the fix would take at least 3 years.
This is a forever process because security is always an arms race.
Experts say the changes at Facebook are mostly behind the scenes and users are unlikely to notice much of a difference. Jolene Kent, NBC News, Menlo Park, California.
Sheryl Sandberg will have much more to say in an interview with Savannah Guthrie tomorrow morning on Today. Let's turn out of the scare in California today, an earthquake striking off the coastline. Caltech experts say the state's early warning system, which is still under development, successfully detected the 5.3 magnitude quake before it rattled the region. There were no reports of injuries or significant damage. Investigators have a new clue in that mystery crash involving a family in Northern California. A cell phone discovered near the scene where police believe their SUV was intentionally driven off a cliff. This as an intense search is on for three of the family's six children who are still unaccounted for. NBC's Miguel Almaguer now has the latest.
With a storm on the horizon, searchers are urgently combing miles of shoreline in California near the spot where a family's SUV plunged off a cliff. Crews already recovered the bodies of parents Jennifer and Sarah Hart and three of their adopted children. But three other kids remain missing. Now investigators are looking at a cell phone found near the scene to see if it belongs to the Harts.
I'm to the point where I no longer am calling this an accident, I'm calling it a crime.
On HLN, the Mendocino County Sheriff confirmed Jennifer Hart was behind the wheel. Investigators say the crash was intentional, that 2 days earlier on March 24th, the Harts drove 450 miles from Newport, Oregon to Fort Bragg, California. It's there on March 25th, a surveillance camera spotted Jennifer Hart buying groceries. The next day, their SUV was discovered upside down.
No sign of anybody at all.
The tragedy is shining a light on the family's troubled past. After an abuse allegation against Jennifer Hart in 2008, Sarah Hart pled guilty to misdemeanor domestic assault in 2011 after bruises were found on one of her children. And right before the crash, the Harts were under investigation for abuse allegations in Washington State. But why they drove off the cliff remains a mystery. Miguel Almaguer, NBC News.
There are new developments tonight in the poisoning of that ex-Russian spy and his daughter in England. Today, the daughter reported that she woke up more than a week ago and is recovering. Here's NBC's Bill Neely in London.
It's an extraordinary recovery. Yulia Skripal poisoned with nerve agent, today thanking her doctors in a statement. And on Russian television, an extraordinary broadcast of what it claimed was a phone conversation between Yulia and her cousin discussing her father, Sergei. Everyone's health is fine. No irreparable harm was done, she says. But there is no proof the voice is Yulia's. Russia denied again today, poisoning her and her father.
And I hope that the Sergei Skripal will also recover.
Diplomatic relations aren't recovering, though. 60 expelled American diplomats left the U.S. Embassy in Moscow today. Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov claiming today the poisoning was staged to justify expelling Russian diplomats.
British intelligence has been trying for a month now to locate exactly where the nerve agent was made. One report today says officials have now pinpointed it to a secret lab in Russia.
The diplomatic battle was played out at the UN today.
Russia is responsible for this chemical weapons attack on UK soil.
Russia is under fire, but claiming it's the victim of a conspiracy. Bill Neely, NBC News, London.
Still ahead, what if video of your child caught in an upsetting moment went public without your permission? The issue is in the spotlight tonight. We'll tell you more. Also, the scary scene in Florida as a giant crane crashes down. We are back now with the outrage over a viral video taken at a daycare center party. A mother upset that a worker filmed her 2-year-old daughter's frightened reaction to a visit from the Easter Bunny and then posted it online. We want you to know tonight that mom has given us permission to show you the tape as a warning to other parents about their children's privacy. Here's NBC's Kerry Sanders.
A 2-year-old's terrified reaction during a surprise visit from the Easter Bunny at a Florida daycare has turned into memes and even a punchline on late-night television.
I think this is the proper way to react when a 7-foot-tall rodent shows up at your school.
It's extremely upsetting.
Cassandra Bryson, the girl's mother, is furious and gave NBC News permission to show the video to warn other parents what can go wrong.
It should be an eye-opener that this is not funny, that my child is hurt.
She had explicitly denied the daycare permission to photograph her child when she signed this document.
The world now knows my daughter as the screaming African-American baby.
The original video was taken down from the internet but was viewed more than 70,000 times. The mother of the child now hoping that this is a teachable moment for everyone to confirm school privacy policies.
I'm just hurt that the fact that you can see the distress in her face, and it's bringing millions of people so much joy and laughter.
The daycare center declined to comment. Cassandra Bryson says the director apologized. She's now taken her daughter out of that daycare. Kerry Sanders, NBC News, Miami.
Something to think about in our digital age. We're back in a moment with the prediction just out for this year's hurricane season. Caught on camera, a massive crane collapsing at the construction site for a new police headquarters in St. Petersburg, Florida. Workers ran for their lives as the crane crashed down. You can see barely missing one of them. The cause is still under investigation. The forecast is out for this year's Atlantic hurricane season. And while it's expected to be a more active than usual one, the experts at Colorado State University don't believe it will be as bad as last year's brutal barrage. They expect to see 14 named storms and 7 hurricanes, 3 of which will become major hurricanes. The new season begins June 1st. And a highly unusual rescue this week on a bridge on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Yes, that's a pair of goats up there on an 8-inch wide ledge. Officials said they wandered away from a farm and wound up stuck on the bridge. Using a crane, crews finally rescued them after about 18 hours. We'll take a short break. When we come back, Inspiring America, a girl's special tribute to her late father and the way others get to share it. A young girl in California is fulfilling one of her dreams thanks to a letter to her father and a set of balloons that landed in just the right place. Joe Fryer tonight on how it's inspiring America.
Ask Emily Hinchberger to tell you her story. This spunky 11-year-old won't sugarcoat the tough stuff.
So when I was 8, my dad died, and it was really, really hard on me.
What helped after such a sudden loss was writing a yearly letter to her father.
What do you put in these letters?
I usually say, like, I miss him and that I love him. And this year, I felt really good about my grades, so I wanted to tell him.
Her Sharpie-stained notes are then delivered to the post office in the sky.
Why do that?
Because he's up in heaven and the balloons will go up.
Which brings us to a vineyard 200 miles away in Bakersfield, California, where a worker recently stumbled upon this. He shared it with Veronica Adana.
Her letter really touched my heart.
Who took to social media.
My friend who lives down in the area saw the posting on Facebook and tagged me in it and said, wait a minute, isn't this your Emily?
Hi.
A few weeks later, Emily and Veronica's family finally got to meet. The setting, a ranch.
Good, you're doing great.
Where Emily is fulfilling a dream, taking horseback riding lessons. Her dad's passion.
Good job, Emily.
A gift Veronica helped pay for.
It was meant for me to find it or see it, you know, and make her dream come true.
Emily credits her dad with steering that letter.
I think that he definitely had something to do with it, and that he's definitely looking out for me from up above.
For Emily, it's proof angels aren't just in the sky.
Thank you.
They're all around. Joe Fryer, NBC News, Hollister, California.
A beautiful story and beautifully told. That's nightly news for this Thursday night. We want to leave you with a look at the cherry blossoms in Washington, now at their peak. I'm Lester Holt for all of us at NBC News. Thank you for watching, and good night.